Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out. Eva Rosenberg, she is the Tax Mama. She's our favorite friend. She's a 20-plus year member of our Brain Trust. Couldn't do without her. She's the author of Deduct Everything. That's her new book, among others, taxmama.com. And you'll find more about all the different things she does. She helps so many people. She has such a broad reach and very broad and deep credential resume for what she does to help small businesses with their tax and tax planning. Eva, you have one more thing to talk to us about wrapping up for the year.
For 17 taxes. Thing. Yes. IRS sent out an announcement on October 4th about people who did not use the 100% depreciation deduction on their tax return this year for 2017. And apparently, if you aren't going to use that, if you elected out of it, you have to elect out of it in writing. And if you didn't elect out of it, you have to file the Form 3115 with your tax return or make the election. And if you've already filed, you have until today to file an amended return if you elect out. It is so bizarre, but, you know, I just wanted to let you know to go to the IRS website and search for 100% business deduction or go to taxmama.com. I'm going to post this note today.
Okay, good. So that's a different kind of wrinkle. I did not know any of that.
Exactly, and I didn't really realize that either.
That's kind of an odd step to have to take, isn't it?
It is, to have to elect out of something when you're not using it on a day-to-day basis. So
right.
I guess it became automatic. So
you're making me even more convinced of what a genius I am, because
you used it.
Well, because I hire people to do this for me.
You know,
so I don't have to do it.
You've heard of Isaac Asimov?
Yeah.
He was a genius, and he said, you know, I know I'm a genius, but I also know, and I could do my own tax returns if I wanted to. But then the world would be deprived of many of my books. So I turn it over to professionals.
That's exactly my point. I don't want to dilute my the distribution of my genius by doing my taxes, because that just makes my IQ go down. But I've been doing it. One of my goals in life was to grow. And you know, a lot of people have business goals, business plans, and they say, you know, I want to have my first employee, I want to have 100 employees, I want to reach $1 million, or I want to go public or whatever. One of my business goals was to make enough money to be able to hire somebody else to do my taxes. And I accomplished that a while back, and that's what I've kept doing. So, all right, let's move on down and talk about some of the other things that we can do for planning for the fourth quarter, for example.
Okay, so the first thing is to review the withholding and estimated taxes, because the tables may not work for you. And so October is a great time to do that. You still have time to fix the withholding and to fix the estimated tax payments, one of which happens to be due today, to make sure that you're covered. A lot of people are going to face some pretty bad surprises. The other thing, especially if you're in business, and Jim, your whole audience is in business, definitely take the time now that your tax professional is done with filing to do some tax planning if you haven't already done it. I know in the next segment we're going to talk a little bit about the qualified business income deduction, but take a look at that. The other thing is, if you're going to have some options on your retirement contributions, take a look at opening a 401k plan for the company before the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't have it open, you won't be able to contribute to it next year until October 15th. You know, when
if you open it before the end of the year, does that qualify for 18 taxes, or is it just set it up for 19 taxes?
That will, if you open it up before December 31st, it will qualify for 2018 contributions until next October.
Right.
Otherwise,
which you can contribute all the way through next October. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
If you've already got it open.
Exactly.
Yeah.
As long as you have it open. And the big difference between the 401k and the SEP IRA is you can borrow from it. So you can make the contribution and borrow it back if you need the cash without a tax impact.
And the IRS doesn't get ill about that?
No, they don't care. They don't even know. They won't know that you even took a loan.
Ah.
The other thing is there is a child care tax credit they tried to make go away, but it didn't go away.
Good.
And small employers who have children or who have employees with children could provide the child care services. They could pay for them and get a substantial
credit. Not a deduction, but a credit.
But a credit.
How much is
exactly?
It?
I don't remember right now, but it's at least 25% of what's paid for the child care services.
And you get a credit. You not only, and folks, this is another way of doing good things for your employees and helping them, and it ties them to you. It's a good way to encourage engagement. And you get, and the IRS is going to help you with a credit. We come back and we get Eva to tell us about some new things with a new tax law. And there's a 50-50 chance we're going to get into an argument about this. But I still love her. She still loves me. She still loves me. Does anybody really know
what time it is? Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.